Sovereign Queen. The sword. I am the sacred tool of the sword, sharp and pointed, glinting in the light. I cut the veils between the worlds, bringing a precision and an awakening of the acuity of your integrity, accountability, nobility, and honor. I am the tool that brings courage for you to step into deeper alignment with the truth of who you are in this moment. I am the call to cut away any extraneous places where you leak power. Places where you speak words that do not hold the resonance of truth that you know in your heart. I am the powerful consciousness of the sword held in the hands of those who are here with the awakened heart of nobility, knowing that my sword is only ever to be used in love. I call you to fully embody your presence. I call you to be accountable with your words, thoughts, deeds, and actions. Beloved, receiving this card in your reading is a signal that you're being called into deeper alignment with your life. Somewhere, there's a power leak. Maybe you've wobbled off from your truth. Are you feeling drained, tired, exhausted? Are you avoiding something? Check your inner knowing. Perhaps you're saying yes to projects or relationships that aren't in alignment with you anymore. You may have even caught yourself saying things you don't truly mean. Listen to the deeper truth, even if it's difficult to hear. This is a moment for you to come into clear alignment with where you are on your path. You're now on notice to have any difficult conversations that you've been avoiding, so you can clear the mirror and wield the sword with mastery, kindness, and clarity. Hail and welcome, sword bearer. Consider this. Where am I out of alignment or out of integrity in my life? Where am I being called to clear the mirror and to stand in the acuity of my truth? This sacred tool of the sword invites an embodiment practice, beloved, in alignment. The sword is a powerful tool that calls you into alignment with love and truth. However, if the sword is picked up by someone who is not in resonance with the frequency of love, it destroys, abuses, maims, and disempowers. When you pick up the sword, it's imperative to feel the crystalline energy of this tool and bring forward your full embodied presence of love. Imagine for a moment as you stand holding a beautiful, glistening sword. I want you to bring it so you feel its hilt at your heart, the handle extending up towards your crown, and the blade pointing down through your body, resting upon the earth beneath you. Take a moment to visualize and feel this sword. Sense your spine becoming elongated. Feel your inner integrity being pulled along the tension point between root and crown, between divinity and humanity. And once you have had an experience of a true alignment occurring within your body, feel the following. I am the sword, and I am here to empower the truth within you. I bring you into alignment with your consciousness and into deeper integrity with your sacred purpose. I am a tool of precision. Use me wisely.